The world's largest shipping company will soon be heading into unknown waters. In about a week, Maersk will sail its first container ship through the northern sea route in the Arctic Circle. The Denmark-based shipping giant says it wants to explore whether the icy route is feasible in the future. Many analysts see it as a turning point for the shipping industry and the Arctic. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
Over the past decade, as the Earth has warmed, global shipping companies have increasingly looked towards the Arctic as a way to cut precious travel time. Some shipping companies, including Maersk's main rival, China-based COSCO, have already been plying Arctic waters carrying heavy equipment. But conditions were seen as too harsh and unpredictable for the massive shipping containers. Now, Maersk is going to try. It's deploying the Venta Maersk, a new ship capable of carrying 3,600 containers into the Arctic.
This signals the next step in the development of Arctic shipping, but it is not a major dramatic shift. It's just a kind of sequential development and showing that, yes, the ice is melting and more things are becoming possible in the Arctic. And of course, with that also comes enhanced risk for the environment.
Malte Humpert is the founder of the Arctic Institute. He says Maersk wants to gain some experience in the Arctic, which will likely open up more in the future. He says the northern sea route could slice about 2 weeks off the ship's journey from Asia to Europe. But that doesn't guarantee cost savings. There's no infrastructure. And unlike the traditional route through the Suez Canal, there are a few stops along the way in the Arctic.
The only way to make a giant ship with containers work is if you have a dozen or so ports along the way where you offload 1,000 containers and you take on another 1,000 containers. And that's kind of how global shipping works. And that's the reason why it's kind of disputed if container shipping in the Arctic will actually work.
Paul Bingham, a transportation and international trade economist with the Economic Development Research Group, says the Venta Maersk is an ice-class vessel capable of going through about 3 feet of broken ice. That's fine for only about 3 months of the year.
In fact, for many of these routes, for some portion of the year, for certain vessels, they would require a quite expensive Russian icebreaker escort in front of their vessel, which would make it certainly much more limited in terms of attractiveness to a lot of shippers.
In a statement to NPR, Maersk says deploying the Venta Maersk in the Arctic is a trial to explore an unknown route and to collect scientific data. Bingham says the company will likely look at quite a number of metrics.
In terms of the speed, the fuel consumption, the maneuverability of the vessel in the ice, they'll be measuring the air temperature and wind speed and direction. They'll probably even be monitoring the crew in terms of their performance for when they have to be out on deck for whatever reason in the exposed air.
And Bingham says they'll be measuring how the cargo does, which shouldn't be too difficult. The Venta Maersk will be carrying mainly frozen fish on this maiden voyage through the Arctic. Jackie Northam, NPR News.